Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.15 hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10 hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 12. septembra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, September 12th, 2021. Today we're going to talk about Anton Beskid, who was the second governor of Podkarpatska Rus. But before we do that, we're going to go to Lemkovina, and this is Dolina, Dolina, the valley, the valley.
Bye.
even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Next, we have this instrumental selection from Zakarpattia, followed by two numbers from A Vatra in 2013, as sung by Liz Height and the Southwest Arizona chapter back then of the Carpatho Russian Society, had a few Vatra celebrations. I was fortunate enough to get to one of them. This one was recorded in 2013, and it's Oy Chornaya Chorna and Oy Pod Lisom Zeleninkim.
bivala, niževa si u travu kosi, tamo vjetjer holos nosi, smariv kosu do travoju, a sam išao do domoju. Si mi cuceri, cuceri, cuceri. Ja vim tobi cicala, 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 kebe mati ne znala, ne znala, ne znala, kebe mati ne znala, ne znala, ne znala.
As mentioned at the beginning of the program, today's historic focus is on the life of Russian lawyer and politician Anton Beskid, the second governor of Podkarpatska Rus, which today is the Transcarpathian Oblast in western Ukraine, whose birthday we commemorate this Thursday. Anton Beskid was born September 16, 1855, in Hanigovce, Hungarian Empire, present-day Slovakia, not far from the town of Sabino. He studied law in Budapest, and afterwards was a lawyer in Kecskemét and later in Prešov. In the years 1910 through 1918, he was a member of the Hungarian Parliament, where he was significantly involved in the national rights of Russians and Slovaks, and sharply criticized the Hungarian judiciary and government systems, which organized in 1913 and 1914 in Maramaros Sigot political trials against Orthodox Russians. After the disintegration of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, he headed the Russian National Council in Prešov, which called for the annexation of the territory of Carpatho Russians to Russia. However, he soon realized that this was unrealistic due to the Russian Revolution in progress. Beskid established contacts with the Slovak National Council in Martin, and chose a more practical option, the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus to Czechoslovakia. The Czechoslovak government subsequently sent him to the Paris Peace Conference in January 1919 as a Russian delegate. In Paris, Beskid, together with representative of the American Russians, Grigory Zhatkovich, formed the Russian Commission, which acted on behalf of all Russians in the homeland and abroad. On May 8, 1919, representatives of all Subcarpathian National Councils, together with a delegation of American Russians, met in Uzhhorod and created the Central Russian National Council, where Beskid was elected chairman. He led the Russian delegation to Prague and presented the declaration to the government on the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus to the First Czechoslovak Republic. As a member of the Czechoslovak Republic's delegation to the peace conference, Beskid was one of the signatories of the Treaty of Saint-Germain in September of 1919. With support of the Czechoslovak government, Beskid undertook a tour of the United States. In his speeches to Russian-American associations, he sharply criticized the activities of Ukrainian immigrants and their supporters in Podkarpatska Rus, who wished to annex Podkarpatska Rus to the West Ukrainian People's Republic. Upon his return, Beskid devoted himself to the establishment of the Russian National Bank, which in 1925 merged with Podkarpatska Banka. In a political sense, Beskid and his supporters represented a Carpatho-Russian orientation in Russian politics. They founded the Russian National Party and cooperated with the Czechoslovak National Democratic Party. Beskid was one of the founders of the Duchnovich Society, which competed sharply with the Ukrainian Prosvita Society. In 1921, Grigory Zhatkovich resigned as governor of Podkarpatska Rus. In 1923, Beskid was approached by the government, agreed to cease criticism of the Czechoslovak regime, left the chairmanship of the Russian National Party, and in return was appointed the second governor of Podkarpatska Rus, a position he held until his death a decade later. This was, in effect, a nominal post with no real political influence, a situation which Beskid made no effort to change. Beskid died June 16, 1933, in Ushorod.
And aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Or you can email the GCU at this address, info@GCUUSA.com, info@GCUUSA.com. Over the summer, the Carpatho-Russen Research Center, in cooperation with the John and Helen Timo Foundation, presented their 2021 Summer Seminar Series. All of the videos from this summer seminar series are available for viewing on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search John and Helen Timo Foundation. Also, the Carpatho-Russen Society has videos that you can watch as well. Go to YouTube and search Carpatho-Russen Society. So for the John and Helen Timo Foundation Summer Seminar Series, in cooperation with the Carpatho-Russen Research Center, search John and Helen Timo Foundation in YouTube or Carpatho-Russen Society.
Ej, ciłko, pół frajiri.
the Carpatha Russian Society has a new heritage store. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org, and in the middle of the screen, you will see Heritage Store. Click on the Heritage Store. We provide both online and offline mail order purchases. We will be adding new products in the near future. Right now, our product line is Who Are the Russians? DVD by John Rigetti, President Emeritus, explaining the complicated history of the Russian people. Also available right now is the first Russian language course for English speakers. Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Russian in the context of history, culture, and traditions. We also have some partners that you can order Russian goods from, such as the Carpatho Russian Research Center, the Lemko Association, and Sylvia Sunflower. So that is c-rs.org, right on the middle of the page. Click Heritage Store. As I'm thinking about it here, ladies and gentlemen, there's also another Russian shop that is owned by the people that own this radio station, and it is in Slovakia. Take a look at it. They have some really good stuff. I know they ship to America. It is russianshop.sk, russianshop.sk. They have everything you're looking for as well. So if the Carpatha Russian Society doesn't have it, the Russian shop probably does. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. You can listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night, either by going to your computer, logging on to the internet, and going to russin.fm, or you can download the app for your Apple or your smartphone. So listen to Russian FM any time of the day. As I mentioned many times, if I'm working and don't have a meeting, I'm usually listening to it in the background. russin.fm. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, dating back from 2004 to today, please visit the Carpatho Russian Society's media outlet, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or again, visit our parent website, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Ojči to kin stojit, što si vari voňka, spodobala zmeni, spodobala zmeni, daria divčinoňka. Spodobala zmeni, spodobala zmeni, daria divčinoňka. Ne tak ta divčina, jak bile ličenko, podajže divčino, podajže harna ja, na konia ručenku. Podajže divčino, podajže harna ja, na konia ručenku. Love.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.